We're CJ and Coon, and we're talking with Patrick Watson.
I hope you weren't in the phone, because when I dropped it, it broke, and if you were in the phone, it might have hurt.
So welcome, Patrick. So you were born in California and raised in Hudson, Quebec. That's just near Montreal.
Why? Well, I've only lived there for like 6 months. They really have to say that?
Where are you based now, in Montreal?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, how did you get interested in music?
I played music since I was about 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I sing in choirs, took piano lessons. I studied music pretty much my whole life.
Okay. So that's how you got interested in wanting to make it a career? You just grew up with music?
It just kind of became my life, really. I don't really made the decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's my whole... It's really hard to... You know, if you start playing music at seven and your friends play, you know, you start playing in bands, it just... Life just becomes music. I never really made the choice, really.
Okay, good. How many are in your band?
We're four members total.
Okay, and how did you get together?
We actually met, most of us in music school. Mm-hmm. I knew the guitar player since I was a kid. It was actually our ensemble class at Vanny.
Okay.
I hope we're getting good marks. Things are going well. It's going to be good.
Okay. Now, how would you describe your music?
Good luck with that one. Next. It constantly changes from album to album, and I don't think we're really a style of music. I think we amalgamate lots of different aspects of music.
Okay.
I think we're definitely music that, you know, it's definitely not straight-up pop music, that's for sure. We can go anywhere from almost classical music to electronic music to you know, I mean, really, it's pretty extreme. Mm-hmm. I think it's more about, like, we tell stories, you know, and, it's, you know, like, the Beatles are kind of like that sometimes. You know, like, if you Day in the Life, it goes from being a straight pop song into complete orchestral kind of craziness in the middle, then it comes back to a pop song.
Okay.
Kind of picture it like that.
Okay, interesting. Now, how many albums do you have so far?
I believe we have, how many albums do we have so far, guys?
How many albums?
Yeah, just joking. I would count two as a band.
Okay.
Let's go with two, that's a good answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you have one solo one?
Well, because I did like, my first record was in a book.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it really counts as an album, but it's more like a soundtrack for Images.
Okay, good. Now, 2007, you were nominated for a Juno Award for New Artist of the Year?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That was quite an honor, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good. Now, are you on tour right now, Patrick?
No, I'm in the office of the label. not very far from my house.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be on tour again, though. I mean, we spent about 2 years on the tour.
Okay.
Pretty much went everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Cause trouble in every country, you know, things like that.
Okay, so are you working on another album right now?
We just finished the album, it's coming out.
Mm-hmm. And what's it called?
Wooden Arms.
Wooden Arms, okay, so tell us about that.
The album is like, I would say, if you know the last stuff, it'd be more like a percussive, I don't know, have you ever heard the other record?
Yes.
And what did you think of that?
I thought it was pretty neat, more like an alternative style. I think you have your own style.
Yeah, so this record's kind of like that, but a little bit more percussive, a bit more band involvement in it. Like, where the other one is a lot really piano-heavy and really voice-heavy. This one's got a little bit more of a... If people see our live shows, they know probably what I'm talking about. It's a bit more crazier, like the live show.
Okay, okay.
You know, travel, we recorded a bit of it in Iceland, a little bit in France, a little bit in Montreal, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's been recorded in different places then. That's pretty neat. Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Can't go wrong in Iceland, really.
I guess not, no.
Is that volcano going off again? Oh, we're trying to record. Can you tell it to stop, please? Thank you.
Okay. I read a little bit about your live performances. You were talking about them, and at one of them, I guess, you got the whole band in a giant bubble.
That did happen. That was a long time ago. That's back when we used to do crazy multimedia shows.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a visual bubble. Like, everybody was like visuals on the bubble, and they're projecting in the bubble, you know, kind of one of those kind of things. That was back in the albums I was talking about when we were doing the music for the book.
Mm-hmm.
That was back in that era.
Okay.
It's kind of changed since then. We don't get in generally big bubbles anymore.
Okay.
We just kind of play music and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. Good, good. Okay, so Wooden Arms, when's that coming out?
It's coming out in 2 weeks, something like that.
Okay, 2 weeks. Okay, great. How many songs are on it?
Good question. I think 11 or 12 songs.
Okay. And did you write the songs, or did the band as a whole?
Oh, yeah. We hired this guy we met. They were like, are you writing any good songs? Because we can't write songs to save our life. I think his name was Johnny. Johnny was a good songwriter, so he wrote all the songs for us.
Okay.
It's a group effort.
Yeah. Okay. Where did you get the inspiration for these songs?
Pretty much because we were never home, kind of all around the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, traveling, meeting crazy people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Having fun, really.
Okay, that's... Anything else you want to say about your music or the upcoming album, Patrick, before we go?
I don't know. Let's think here. I think we covered all the bases here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any other questions?
Okay,
that
well,
was probably helpful, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks a lot, Patrick.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Next up, we'll hear the song Wooden Arms by Canadian artist Patrick Watson. This is the title song off his album.
I wish I'd be in your wooden arms that swallowed me into a thousand dreams and held me close my wooden arms.